In a couple of days, MPs will debate the laws on assisted dying. Not for the first time in this country, suicide is no longer a crime, but helping somebody to die is. An hour ago on this programme, we heard from a woman who'd gone with her husband to the Dignitas Clinic in Switzerland. He was suffering dreadfully from motor neuron disease and wanted to end his life. When she came home, or even before she went, she was interviewed under caution by the police. Nick Bowles is an independent member of Parliament who chairs the All Parliamentary Group on Assisted Dying. And I'm also joined by Dr. Mark Pickering from Care Not Killing. Nick Bowles, what are your concerns about the way the law operates at the moment?
Well, I think that the situation we have in this country is that, fortunately for the great majority of people, they are able to have what one and all of us long for, which is a good death, a death that is helped by our fantastic hospice movement, by fantastic palliative care specialists, to be one that is easy, not with pain, and that enables people to say goodbye to the people that they love. But there are, every single year, hundreds and even into the thousands of people who palliative care can't help, because palliative care can't help absolutely everyone. And all of the palliative care specialists admit that.
In motor neuron disease, for
instance. Motor neuron disease, which Jeff Whaley was suffering from, is one of the examples where often, if they're not able to take steps like Jeff did, people die from suffocation. It's the only way that actually ultimately the disease plays out. And my feeling very strongly, and that of obviously a lot of people, is that's very cruel to deny people the chance to control the manner of their passing. And what we're doing in Parliament on Thursday is we're not having a vote. It's premature. We don't want to rush this fence. We're having a debate about the effects of the current law, because with Jeff and Anne Whaley, you had two utterly upstanding members of their community, enthusiastic churchgoers, who had made a difficult decision in a very difficult circumstance. But they would say, Anne would say, and I've spoken to her regularly about this, that she's one of the lucky ones because they could afford to go to Dignitas, which costs many thousands of pounds. This is not an option that is available to people suffering from similar conditions who don't have the means of the Whaleys. And what we're finding is that Canada now has laws that make this possible. New Zealand has just passed a second reading of a bill to introduce assisted dying. It's got to be done with very tight safeguards.
Many states in the United States have.
And the states, Oregon has had it for 20 years. It only will apply to a very small number of people. It won't apply to people with dementia or people who don't have
the
mental capacity to make a decision. It's very important that.
Actually, let me not put the case. You put the case, if you would, Dr. Pickering, for wanting to keep the law exactly as it is.
Sure. And I think we have to recognise that people like Jeff and Anne Whaley are in a difficult situation. They need our sympathy and they need good care. But we have to avoid giving the impression that they're being turned into criminals. They're not being turned into criminals.
The law says they are.
Okay, but she was not arrested. She's not being prosecuted.
She was spoken to before she left under caution.
Yes, and that is entirely appropriate.
She was meant to feel, because it is the case, that what she was proposing to do was break the law. So she got on that plane with her much-loved husband, knowing that she would be breaking the law. She had so much on her mind.
And let's talk about how people feel.
But should she also have that knowledge, fear, that she was breaking the law? Doesn't that compound the huge grief that she was suffering?
If I might respond, I think fear is a very important thing to talk about. Now, we talked about how a handful of people feel. She said she was made to feel like a criminal. But in the last 10 years, I don't think any family members have been prosecuted under the legislation. Whereas, as Dignity and Dying tell us, people go regularly to Dignitas. We need to think about how people feel who are dying and are not asking for assisted suicide, because if we change the law, we'll go from a handful of people who feel like criminals to thousands and thousands of people who feel like a burden.
Where's the evidence for that?
The evidence is from Oregon, which is often trumpeted as a model of good care. 2017, 55% of people who died under the Death with Dignity Act in Oregon cited feeling a burden. And I don't want to be in a situation where disabled and vulnerable, terminally ill people are made to feel a burden because they think that they should be requesting assisted suicide.
What's surprising about that is that the truth in Oregon, which the law has been operating now for 20 years, so we have lots and lots of evidence. The truth in Oregon is that the majority of people who qualify under the law for assisted dying and who receive the prescriptions that would bring it about don't ever use it. Because what they're doing is they're people like Jeff who are frightened of how horrible their end is going to be. And then what they discover is that knowing that they have this control, knowing that they have
relieves
this
them
route,
of that burden,
they actually never use it because most people want to die in a hospital, die at home with the care of the district nurse, like my father was lucky enough to be able to do. That's what most people want. And the safeguards to prevent people being somehow pushed into doing it by their families are very, very intense in Oregon, and they would be if the law came in here. We would have, you know, two doctors independently assessing that this was a decision made freely, that they were of sound mind and be able to do it. And interestingly, when you talk to the people involved in Dignitas, that they say that even if there's the slightest hint that the day of the event, that the person, the patient, is actually thinking, maybe actually I want to wake up tomorrow, then they cancel the whole thing and send them home.
Dr. Pickering?
Well, I think there are some fears, there are some safeguards, and there are efforts to make safeguards, but you can't take away the way that people feel, and people do feel a burden. And the quotes, the data from Oregon, are there. And, you know, I'm very concerned that if we change the law, then we'll have a law that is not for the many, but for the few.
And the burden on those who want to die and can't?
Well, we're all going to die, and I think we need
to
get better.
And their own, in a manner of their own choosing.
Well, there are many things in life that we're not in control of, and we need to be able to get better about talking about death.
Thank you both very much, Dr. Mark Pickering and Nick Bowles.